Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Monday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host for the show, and I'm delighted that you're with us here on this Monday. If you've been with us for the last 2 weeks, you know that we've been talking about blessing and curses, and Derek Prince taught a phenomenal series on the power of the curse and the power of the blessing and how we can break curses in our lives. It was a tremendous time. Now today, on this Monday, this wonderful beginning of the week, Derek's going to be teaching us about how God's Word is alive. It's a topic that is really at the foundation of everything else he teaches, since everything else grows organically out of the Word. I'm reminded of that scripture in John 6:63 that says, that where Jesus says, "The words I have given you are spirit and they are life." You know, this is really one of the keys to the Christian life, that the Bible is not like Shakespeare, it's not like poetry, it's not just like other literature. The words of scripture are actually containers of the Spirit of God. And so our approach to the Word of God ought not just be as our approach to other Christian books or non-Christian books, but rather we have a relationship with the Word where we try to store it up in our lives, where we speak it, where we want to put it into our lives so it releases into us everything that every individual word contains of the Spirit and the revelation of God. These are the exciting themes that Derek's going to be exploring with us today. Now, this is a week-long series, so you want to be here every single day this week to hear what Derek has to say. And if you miss any part of it, remember that you can go onto the website at derekprince.org and you'll find not only audio streaming, you can listen to it right there on the site, but you can also find out about podcasts and other resources that we'll talk about a little later in the show. So let me be quiet now. Let's turn to Derek as he talks to us about how God's Word is alive.
Today, and for the rest of this week, I'll be sharing on the theme, What God's Word Will Do For You. So open up your heart right now and receive what I have to say with an attitude of expectancy. Expect to receive something good and positive in the next moments as you continue listening. First of all, we need to understand the nature of God's Word, because it's unique. It's quite different from anything else that we ever encounter all through our lives. God's Word is not just black marks on white paper. There's a great deal more to it than that. And the only source of information for God's Word as to what it is to be found in the Word of God itself. So I want to show you, first of all, some of the things that God's Word has to say about itself. I'll begin in Psalm 33 and verse 6. Which says this, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host." Now where the translation says breath, the Hebrew word is actually spirit. By the word of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord working together, the heavens and all their host were made. Actually, the entire created universe was brought into being by these two things working together, the Word and the Spirit of God. God's Word and God's Spirit always work together. They work in perfect harmony. Right at the beginning of the Bible, we have the statement in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, "The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters." And then in the next verse, it says, "God said," that is, God's Word went forth. So we have there, right at the beginning of creation, the Word and the Spirit of God. And when the Word and the Spirit of God were united in that way, the result was creation. God said, "Let there be light," and light came into being. So the creative power behind the entire universe is the Word and the Spirit of God working together. It's important to understand this, because it means that when you receive the Word and the Spirit of God into your heart and life, you're receiving the total creative power of God. The power that brought this entire vast universe into being is made available to you through the Word and the Spirit of God. And then in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, God declares that his word will never fail in its purpose. He says, "So shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty or ineffective, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." In other words, when God's word goes forth, it accomplishes what he desires. It succeeds in the purpose for which he sent it. So you can absolutely rely on the word of God. We may say there's a written guarantee that it'll do what it's sent out to do. If you were to buy some form of equipment from one of the big stores in the United States today, almost invariably the manufacturer will give you a written guarantee with what you buy. Well, this is God's written guarantee with his word. It will accomplish exactly what he says it will do. And then in the New Testament, Jesus, when he was speaking, said in John 6:63, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. They're not just sounds in the air, they're just not marks on paper, but in them is spirit and life, the very spirit and life of God himself." And then in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, we have this statement about the word of God. "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." The word that's translated active is, in Greek, the very word from which we get the English word energetic. I think that's a vivid picture of God's word. It's alive, it's energetic, it's penetrating, and it reaches into every area of the human personality, into the mind, into the spirit, into the soul, and even into the physical body. And wherever it comes with a written guarantee that it will do you good, that it will accomplish in your life the very purpose for which God sent it. Now I'm going to turn to the other side of the coin. It's not merely a question of what God's word is or what God's word will do for you. That's guaranteed and that's unvarying as God himself. But the results that God's word will produce in you or in me depend on the way we respond. So now I'm going to explain to you briefly how we are required to respond to the word of God in order to receive from it all the benefits and blessings that God desires us to have. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, Paul writes these words to the Christians at Thessalonica, "For this reason we also constantly thank God that when you received from us the word of God's message, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe."
Boy, that certainly is the truth we want to hang on to in our lives. There's much more great truth like this yet to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Does that word echo back at you when you shout at your situation? The Bible says all things are possible to him who believes. Few have known the breadth and depth of faith like Derek Prince. Much more than a vague concept. Faith was the clear, demonstrable way in which he lived every day of his life. And now, in an easy-to-read book based solely on the Scriptures, Derek shares how we too can strengthen our faith and overcome any seemingly impossible situation that comes our way. Faith to Live By is a practical book that will help you discover that those things which may seem impossible are very possible. Order your copy of Faith to Live By for only $8.95 when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover how faith really works and achieve the impossible. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and I'm your host for this show. We're listening to an exciting teaching by Derek Prince on how God's Word is alive. Now listen, stay with us, because a little later in the show, we're going to be talking to you about a free resource that will change your life. Well, let's get right back now to Derek Prince's powerful teaching on how God's Word is alive.
See, there are two requirements there. That when God's word comes to us, we do not treat it merely as some kind of human writing or human message. but we acknowledge that it is a message direct from God. It is God's word, not man's word. Secondly, we have to receive it in faith. We have to believe it. And then when we receive it as God's word and believe it, Paul says it performs its work in us. It does what God intends. So bear in mind the two requirements there. You have to receive it as God's word, not just a message from man, and you have to accept it with faith. Then it does in you what God requires. However, there are also moral requirements in our lives to receive the full benefit of God's word. In James chapter 1 and verse 21, James says this, "Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls." Notice the word is implanted. It's something that has life in it that will grow. So if you receive it, plant it into your heart and life, it'll take root there, it'll grow, and it'll bring forth like fruit the results which God intends. But God says there are two requirements. First of all, the negative. We have to put aside filthiness and wickedness. We have to have our lives cleaned out. It's no good holding on to sin and rebellion and other evil things in our hearts and minds and expecting God's word to do what he promises, for it will not do it. Secondly, we have to receive the word with humility. One of the important requirements in receiving God's word is that we're humble, we're teachable. We don't act like a naughty child and answer God back and try to tell him what he ought to have said, but we receive humbly what he actually is saying to us. God selects his students, and if we want to be one of God's students, one of those who learn from God, we have to meet his requirements. His requirements are stated very clearly in Psalm 25. There are a few verses there that I want to read. "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant." You see, there are two character requirements if God is going to teach us his way and make us understand his covenant. The first is that we should be humble. The second is that we should fear or reverently respect the Lord. If we're to learn, if we're to be initiated into the marvelous secrets of God, if he's to share his deep and wonderful thoughts and purposes with us, we have to meet the character requirements. And they are humility and reverent fear of the Lord. Now I'm going to speak to you about the first specific result that God's word will produce in us, and that result is faith. I'm going to tell you just how I myself learned this lesson. In World War II, I was serving as a hospital attendant with the British forces in North Africa, and I became sick. I lay in hospital month after month, and I came to realize that the doctors did not have the means to heal me in that climate and those conditions. I had recently come to know the Lord in a personal way, and I'd come to believe that the Bible is indeed the Word of God. But there were many, many things in the Bible that God had not yet opened up to me. And so, as I lay in that hospital bed day after day and week after week and month after month, I really plunged into what John Bunyan calls the slough of despond, the dark, lonely valley of despair. I lay there thinking to myself, I know if I had faith, God would heal me. But the next thing I always said to myself was, but I don't have faith. And when I said that, I don't have faith, there I was right down in that dark, lonely valley. But one day as I was sitting up in bed with my Bible propped on my knees, a brilliant, piercing ray of light from God penetrated that darkness and brought hope to me. I had in front of me the Bible opened at the 10th chapter of Romans. And in the 17th verse, I read these words, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." There were two words that leaped out of the page at me. Faith comes. I said that to myself over and over again. Faith comes. Faith comes. If you don't have it, you can get it. There is a way that faith will come. Then I went back and looked at that verse over and over again, and I analyzed what it was saying to me. And I saw this, that in God's dealings with us, to bring us to faith, there are three successive stages. First of all, we have God's word. The next stage is hearing. We have to hear God's word. We have to open up our whole heart and mind and just listen to what God is saying and in a certain sense exclude everything else. Let God talk to us through his word. And then out of that process of hearing, faith comes. So those are the three stages: God's word, hearing, and then faith. Now I want to tell you that that result is guaranteed. If you do not have faith, if you're struggling for faith, if you are in that dark and lonely valley, I want to tell you this: faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, not just by reading the Bible. Well, what is it that transforms those black marks into a living voice that speaks to you personally? The answer is, of course, it's the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit quickens God's word, makes it individual, real, and personal to you, then as you listen to that, imparted to you by the Holy Spirit, faith comes. And the Holy Spirit is so wise, he knows just the word that you need at any given moment. He directs you to that word, and then he makes it live for you. And you hear in that word the very voice of the living God speaking to you personally. And out of listening to that voice, faith comes. Faith, whatever it is that you need at that time and that God wants you to have. Now I want to give you one of the most beautiful examples in Scripture of how faith comes through hearing the word of God. I'm going to give you the example of the Virgin Mary. I'm sure the story is familiar to you, how she was there in the little village of Nazareth, and one day an angel from God appeared to her with a message from God. I'm going to read just part of that incident in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 30. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold the bondslave of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
What a powerful teaching. But you know, as powerful as this teaching has been so far, what's coming next is amazing as we continue with Derek Prince, Legacy Radio.
Does it ever seem as though you're walking through a minefield of problems? Relationships, finances, work, health. How can ordinary believers bring God's awesome power to bear in every area of their lives? Find out when you listen to the practical and helpful CD by Derek Prince, His Power in Your Hands. With it, you'll discover how proper stewardship of God's power enables you to turn the tables on your circumstances and become the victor instead of the victim. We want you to have a copy of this special CD, His Power in Your Hands, free and postage paid. Simply give us a call at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has given you the very same authority and power He gave Jesus. His power truly is in your hands. The call and this special CD are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host for this show, and we're in a series, a powerful series from Derek Prince on how God's Word is alive. Now listen, this is going to be running all week, and if you miss any part of it, you can go on our website at derekprince.org. You'll find audio streaming, you'll find information about podcasts, and you'll find all kinds of resources, so don't miss any of this amazing teaching. Now let's get right back to it as Derek talks to us about how God's Word is alive.
Now, I believe that incident is the key to the most remarkable miracle that ever happened in the experience of a human being. And I want to show you the key to that miracle. First of all, the angel came with a word from God, a rhema, a spoken word, something that Mary herself would never have dreamt of. If she'd sat there and prayed for months, it would never have entered her head what God promised her. So the initiative was with God. God's purpose for her was much higher than she could ever have imagined or worked out for herself. And it came to her in the form of that word, that rhema, that spoken word. The first thing that happened was Mary received the rhema. She opened her heart. She said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." So she opened her heart to God's word, to God's rhema, his spoken word. Secondly, the rhema imparted to her faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The third stage in Mary's experience was this. Her faith released the miracle-working power of God that was in the word that God had sent her. The angel said, "Nothing will be impossible with God." But the Greek says, "No spoken word of God will be void of power." That's a more literal translation. Or, to turn it round and put it positively, every spoken word of God contains in it the power for its own fulfillment. So when we receive it, it imparts faith, and our faith in turn unlocks the miracle-working power of God that's in that word. Now, let me just ask one question before I close my talk today. Why is faith so important? The answer is stated in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. God demands faith, and he will not vary his demand. But God is so gracious and merciful that not only does he demand faith, but he shows us how to receive faith. He makes it available to us, so he enables us to fulfill or to meet his demand. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing the spoken word of God, the word that God, the Holy Spirit, quickens to you and makes individual and personal to you. If you will receive it, that will impart faith to you, and the faith will release the power that's in God's word to accomplish what he promises.
Don't Mary's words form one of the great prayers for our lives? "Be it unto me according to your word." Boy, that's what we as believers want to pray, want to live all the time, isn't it? That God's word conditions and shapes our life. When Mary said those words, that's when the Christ was conceived in her, when Jesus Christ was conceived in her. And in the same way as Derek is teaching us, miracles can happen if we will have that constant prayer, "Lord, be it unto me according to your word." We so believe in the power of this teaching because it's God's Word. It's not so much Derek as it is the fact that it's God's Word. Now listen, that's all the time we have right now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us. And we come back tomorrow and be with us again as the legacy continues.
Take a moment now to order your copy of Derek's book, Faith to Live By, for only $8.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And be sure to ask for your free copy of Derek's insightful CD, His Power in Your Hands. It's our special gift to you for joining us today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771.
And of course, you can order securely online, anytime, at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.